Thank you. Jesus, he says, no, if you're willing, he's acknowledging that he knows jacket, quiet either. Slight shivers. Looks a little mountain and keep quiet as the sun was coming. And then he was laughing strong on the horse and the grounds. People came to hear him and heal their sicknesses. But he saw him with the only place to pray. Not only then, this is how Jesus recharged. He had to get away from the people once in a while. He had to get into the spot because that's how I think that the power was connected to me. So the teacher, why are there some of that our faith was connected to the soul of God? To get ready for the next tsunami of loneliness that might happen to like you get away from his father and recharge. Next story, verse 17. One day as he was teaching, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were come from every village of Galilee, which is up in the north, and from Judea and Jerusalem and south. They were sitting there. Now I want you to look intentionally, this is the word sitting. Because people often, when they think they're in charge, they sit, right? You walk into a throne room and what's the king of the community doing? Sit. Because they're in charge, right? It's the Pharisee, I believe, this woman intentionally sat, saying, oh yeah, Jesus, I'll show you who's in charge. Jesus, like, jumped on him. They were sitting. And the power of the Lord was present for Jesus to heal the sick. How did this work? How was the power of the Lord present? Just a bit of speculation. There's a movie. There's this time when we watch Hope Elf. We don't have to admit you watch that. I would do that. I've heard about the story. In that movie, Santa is stuck in Central Park because of course where Santa should be stuck, right? And he can't fly. Why? Because the Christmas spirit is waiting and his claws over there is fading, right? So what needs to happen? The people of Central Park in New York need to start singing Christmas carols with great jubilance. And then his claws in your red light, which is a good thing, so they can fly their blue and his strong coach on the ground below. Is it like that? Can you just walk Jesus? Not really. A little bit, right? There's a little bit of that going on. I believe that Jesus' power, as I previously mentioned, it was connected to Jesus' intimacy with his Father. James chapter 5, that I just read, said the prayer of righteousness. The prayer of righteousness. Some of you, it's in close relationship with God himself. It's not God's power flows through it. But it's also connected, I believe, to the faith of the Spirit. That means the Spirit. People there, they came with great expectation. They didn't learn what all Jesus did. So they came to his house with great expectation of what would happen. So if it's something that we need to remind ourselves of, we began last Sunday morning with our own expectation. I had to ask you sometimes about today. How are you? Should you love me? I could take this a little bit more. Thank you. lessons it teaches are all gathered for themselves and was discovered in school class, and they forgive sins that fall upon them. Jesus told the Pharisees in the school on the way down the road. Their way to say, we are Jesus. Your pastor, your priest, your friends, your parents, no one else can forgive sins, only God can forgive sins. As they talked, God sent some confirmation to his son, and then what he was passing on to one of his children. John mentions about the great chapter of the Holy Spirit, and that John wrote down and said, Jesus, John, Thank you.